It's week 7 of the high school football season. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett and Grant Goodwin here, sideline to sideline, part of the big Friday night scoreboard show right here on your station, 88.9 KETR. And let's just jump right in it.
One of the most impressive teams in East Texas, 6-0 Jefferson, taking on a 4-1 Mount Vernon team. Jefferson, you and I got a chance to see them against Pittsburgh week 1 of the season. They got a quarterback in Colin Thomas who took over for an injured quarterback against Pittsburgh. And has never looked back. I mean, that kid's putting up really good numbers, over 600 yards passing, 50-some-odd yards rushing, and then probably one of the best running backs in East Texas that nobody's talking about for Jefferson is D. Black.
Yes.
Kid can't be 5'7" tall, can't weigh more than 150 pounds, but this cat can go. Listen to this stat line right here. I mean, is this a dual-threat quarterback or what? Jalen Rector, 740 yards passing, 685 yards rushing in just 6 games.
Grant, I have said it every time you and I talk about it. We talk about teams in small towns that have these families. Mm-hmm. Dangerfield has the Mims and the Herdens. Celeste, it's Rector. Rector was the family name back when Celeste went to back-to-back state championship games. I think that was in 2001 and 2002. And the year before had went like 11-2, and that was based on Rector's. A few years ago when they jumped up and had a big year and made it a couple rounds deep into the playoffs, it was a Rector leading the way. So when a Rector is at quarterback at Celeste, things are good for the Blue Devils.
Yep. If you're going to make me choose a winner, I'm going to take Paris by 0.05 points.
I'm going to take Paris by 14.
Whoa.
And it's nothing else to line. I just think Paris.
Right.
I think Paris, we have
they've
felt,
taken all comers so far,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Except
for
Pleasant Grove.
Which is a game that they should have. They could have won. They should have been in close, what I was going
to
say.
It was only within, what, 10 points? 30-20?
It was 30-10, but it was 10-10, and then Paris had two bad snaps, one on a punt and one on offensive formation that directly led to Pleasant Grove, a touchdown, and recovering one at like the 5-yard line. All right, that is going to do it for this week. I want to remind everybody you can hear us each and every week talk Class 4A and 3A, sideline to sideline on LoneStarGridiron.com. Follow us on Twitter at Grant and Terry. Like us on Facebook, sideline to sideline. Give us an email, GrantandTerry@LoneStarGridiron.com. Until next time, he's Grant, I'm Terry. This has been Sideline to Sideline, part of the big Friday night scoreboard show right here on your station, 88.9. KETR.
Welcome back to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. And here, with 6 minutes to go before halftime, Paris is just destroying Salina 47-7. And we also have Mesquite Poteet leading Texarkana, Texas at the end of the first 15-7. Let's get you back out to Kevin Jeffries and John Mark Dempsey.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting score.
Welcome back to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. In a defensive battle here at the half, McKinney leading Plano 7-0. We've also got Crandall and Maybank are tied 7-all in the second quarter. And with 2.5 to go in the second, Allen leading Plano East in a battle of unbeatens, 34-21.
Thank you very much, guys. Welcome back to Cooper.
Welcome to the Halftime Report here on the Big Friday Night School Board Program. You're in the huddle. I'm your host, Jared Taylor, along with Ryan Fulkerson, BJ Laudermilk, a few other games in the area here. How about this? Longview leading Mesquite Horn 21-0 in the second quarter. How about this? A defensive battle, BJ. West Mesquite is beating Tyler John Tyler 8-7 in the second quarter.
That one's surprising. I thought that John Tyler would have an advantage in that game, but West Mesquite has come to prove themselves and their quest for the district championship themselves.
And a few more. Mesquite Poteet 32-7 over Texarkana, Texas High at the half. From District 8-5A Division 2, Sulphur Springs 14-7 over Ennis. That is in the second quarter. Marshall 27, Mount Pleasant 7. That is in the second quarter. And another defensive battle, Nacogdoches leading White House 10-3 in the second quarter.
7-5A Division 2. I thought Lucas Lovejoy would be a lot closer in this game than it looks like they have been so far. Battle of unbeatens. The two teams are combined 10-0 and 7-0 in district play. Right now it's Frisco Reedy leading Lovejoy 31-0.
How about this one? About 2 minutes before half, Gilmer leading Longview Spring Hill 13-12. And then at the halftime here, Wolf City 21-6 over Honey Grove. Wolf City looking to go to 5-1. And we've got a few district games from District 10-2A Division 1. Alto leading Big Sandy 7-0 at the half. Talk about a defensive battle.
Oh, here we go. Here's an update just now coming in to the KTR studios. This one's at halftime. Another 11-6A matchup as Mesquite, coming off of that weird 6-4 loss to Rockwell Heath last week, on the right end of this one at halftime, leading one of their crosstown rivals, North Mesquite, 14-6 at the halftime intermission. There's one other game I'd like to talk about. It's one of those that I've been keeping my eye on. I'm talking about undefeated Haltom at 5-0. They're leading Euless Trinity 21-14 with a minute 19 to go in the second quarter. Jared, if Haltom wins this game, that's the kind of message that you send not only to the district but to the state, taking down an undefeated Euless Trinity team that has been a state powerhouse for years now.
This has been the Halftime Report from the Big Friday Night Scoreboard. I'm your host, Jared Taylor, alongside BJ Laudermilk. We'll take a quick break and then get you back out to the Game of the Week. Welcome back to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program, and we have a few updates here. On upset alert, Euless Trinity is losing to Haltom as Haltom leads 35-27 with 4 minutes to go in the third. And this one has gone final. The number 10 team in the area, Coppell, falls to Louisville. Louisville pulling the upset 13-6. We now take you back out to Cooper with Kevin Jeffries and John Mark Dempsey.
Thank you, Jared.
Here we go live. You're in the huddle with the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. I'm your host, Jared Taylor, along with Ryan Fulkerson, keeping everything under control in the control room, along with BJ Laudermilk, and a few scores from around the area. In the third quarter, Longview leading Mesquite Horn 42-3. West Mesquite still hanging on to that lead in the third over Tyler John Tyler, 22-14. Mesquite Poteet, 46. Texarkana, Texas, 21.
How about some finals from 9-6A? The McKinney Lions get their first win of the year, if I'm not mistaken, Jared. They are now 1-5 as they take down Plano 17-7. Other scores from 9-6A, McKinney Boyd with a 52-13 win over Plano West. Hey, all three McKinney teams win on the same night, Jared. How about that?
That's awesome.
So McKinney Boyd now 2-1 in district play. We'll get some more scores over there, Jared. What do you have for me?
Okay, from DFW, I have Midlothian Heritage 40, Quinlan Ford 14, Kaufman 39, North Forney 14.
Trinity got to the 7. They were near the goal line. They fumbled. Haltom recovers for a touchback. Haltom might just pull this off. Can you believe that, Jared? Wow. What is going on in 3-6A? Got another final for you, Jared. The longest winning streak in the state extended as Carthage all over Van. 35-7 the final. Ooh. Carthage moves to 6-0 on the year, and Van falls to 4-2.
And another final here, BJ. Celeste taking down Trenton 41-0. Celeste is 7-0.
Good big win there for Celeste. That's exactly what they needed coming off that win over Wolf City last week, and they start district play 1-0, and now three games to go in the regular season. Can Celeste run the table?
Tyler John Tyler storms back to win.
Oh,
29-22 wow. Over West Mesquite.
West Mesquite was in that one. They had it, and then they didn't, it looked like, Jared. What a game.
And how about this? Jefferson in District 7, 3A, Division 1. Jefferson is 6-0 as they take down Mount Vernon 20-14. Atlanta 55-0 over Hughes Springs.
Under a minute to go. It is Rockwall all over Rockwall Heath, to the tune of 47-7. It's been 5 years since Rockwall last beat Rockwall Heath in football. And, you know,
it'll be another 5 years till they
win
again.
I certainly hope not.
Speaking of impressive teams, how about this? The Paris Wildcats, they are for real this year.
Oh, absolutely.
They're on a Shock the State tour. They take down Salina, a blue blood team in this area, 54-14, BJ.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. We blinked and all of a sudden, you know, it's like we're getting ready for our game of
and yawn. Yeah. They're scoring a touchdown.
We're getting ready for the game of the week. We think it's going to be a good one between Cooper and Blue Ridge. And all of a sudden, before we even start, it's like Paris is up 34-0. And you're like, what happened? Where did that come from?
All these questions and more will be answered next week when you get back into the huddle with the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. For BJ Laudermilk and Tamia Jones, I'm your host, Jared Taylor. We'll see you next week. And enjoy your college football Saturday.